nobody ever gets everything they want, especially in D.C., but we've come as pretty close, and we're very grateful. And what more importantly, we know that the standards of hiring are going to be much higher for the flying public in the future.
Susan Burke lost her sister Beverly Eckert in the crash of Flight 3407 in Clarence in 2009. Burke and her sister Karen Eckert have joined other family members in pushing for changes to air safety. The FAA says these new regulations in part stem from that tragic crash of Colgan Air Flight 3407. These new rules will require co-pilots to hold an airline transport pilot certificate along with 1,500 hours as a pilot.
But a pilot who has military training and experience will be credited with 750 hours towards that 1,500 hours. And someone who graduates from a four-year academic accredited program at a university or college with a pilot's license will be credited with 500 hours towards the 1,500 hours.
The FAA also pledges to examine coursework at universities to make sure credit hours are appropriate toward flight safety. Joining the families in Clarence was Karen Walensky. She lost her husband, Doug, when Flight 3407 slammed into their Clarence home.
It's been an emotional weekend with the unfortunate crash in San Francisco, and I think we live with the crash every day, but when things like this happen, it just intensifies everything for us. So it's been very emotional, and it's great news.
The new pilot regulations went into effect as of yesterday. Flight 3407 families say they are now waiting for new pilot training rules that are due out this October. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.